It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
AI is carrying a whole lot of weight in this stock market. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tech stocks have seen a major rally this year on the back of artificial intelligence. NVIDIA, which makes chips used in that technology, reports earnings later today. Analysts are generally optimistic. The stock is already up 220% this year. So how much further can all this go? Ben Kumar is head of equity strategy at Seven Investment Management. He's based in London. Hi, Kumar.
Good morning.
So, you know, you've got some really eye-popping performance among tech stocks. Meta is up 130% this year. Amazon up 60%. Is this all AI?
It's AI and AI optimism related, I think. While it's really, really exciting and there's a lot of potential for it, I think there is some unrealistic expectations being applied on all of these companies, multiples that suggest they're not only going to take everyone else's business, but one another as well. Plus, a stock like NVIDIA is up 222% already this year. Expectations for further rallies are pretty, you know, that's a pretty punchy call.
So do you think there's a kind of a bubble aspect to all of this?
When we think of bubbles, we think of cryptocurrency or tulips or even the internet.com booms. But, you know, these companies make a lot of money and that will not change. The bubble where, you know, these companies are just literally all air, no, absolutely not. But when you see that the S&P 500 without the Magnificent Seven, as they're called, would only be up 2 or 3% year to date, you just wonder whether things have got a little bit carried away.
Right. Well, so you mentioned, you know, the S&P 500 is up 15% this year. NASDAQ's up 30% this year. So if a lot of that is this sort of tech rally, this AI optimism driven rally, are we missing something? You know, is this giving a false sense of security about markets generally?
It certainly needs to be taken with a little bit of caution, because when you look at some sectors, when you look at some companies, they're suggesting that things aren't quite so good. You know, I'm interested in companies, whether it's airlines giving 30, 40% pay increases to their pilots over the next 3 years. Where that happens, you're going to have to see a lot more people flying than have ever flown before, paying higher and higher prices. You know, there is a squeeze on incomes at the moment, whether it's from inflation or just from people being made unemployed. The unrealistic optimism, particularly in these massive seven companies, I think is the worry for me. And the fact that they are 33, 40, 34% of the index. Any passive investor, you know, in their pension or in their savings account is exposed to these to a degree that perhaps people don't realize.
Ben Kumar is head of equity strategy at Seven Investment Management. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Here's a quick update from the land of consumer goods. Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's both reported earnings yesterday, and they were not great. Dick's missed forecasts in the second quarter. Macy's said sales fell, and more customers were behind on credit card payments. Macy's closed down 1.2% and is down another 2% today. Dick's stock closed down 24% and is down another 3%. On the bright side, Lowe's earnings did not disappoint. Lowe's stock closed up almost 4%.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A recent poll suggests one in three Israelis are now thinking of emigrating following massive protests there. And that, of course, has economic consequences. For one, large numbers of doctors are considering leaving the country. The BBC's Yolan Nell filed this report from us from Tel Aviv.
I'm looking across at a huge crowd. There are some protesters I've met who are planning a radical step, leaving the country.
I'm going to London for a sabbatical to see if I can live outside Israel.
After 6 months joining these demonstrations with his wife, children, sister, and hundreds of thousands of others, top Israeli radiologist Professor Chen Hoffman will soon head to a hospital in the UK. He believes the country is backsliding on democracy.
We are losing our country. This is what we feel. In the long term, if the situation will be so bad and it's worsening every day, we will find a place to live outside Israel.
And they're not the only ones to consider emigrating. Protesters are furious at legislation to limit the power of the Supreme Court. The hardline government says it's correcting a system where elected politicians are too easily overruled. One recent poll suggested a third of Israelis were now weighing up a move. I ask other protesters here what they think.
But there are a lot of people that are looking to diversify and have a plan B in place.
I will not raise my kids in a country which is not democratic.
What do we want?
These demonstrations are opening up deep social divisions in Israel. The current coalition government relies on ultra-Orthodox Jews and religious nationalists, who represent fast-growing, socially conservative parts of the population. Professor Alon Tal is head of the public policy department at Tel Aviv University. It's not clear how many Israelis will actually carry out their threats to leave, but he warns that an exodus could have a big impact on key sectors such as high tech, medicine, and academia.
When the truly talented people who carry on their shoulders the innovation and the economic development that this country is so dependent on, when they decide they've had enough and they don't want to live in a country that no longer represents them, then we could see a collapse, an economic collapse.
For the crowd here, for now, the fight is continuing at full volume to try to force the government to change track on its judicial overhaul. But at the same time, another challenge is quietly building up, with more Israelis drafting their exit plans.
That was the BBC's Yolan Nell. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.